Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Alf, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Mekayim shenagu limkar behema daka. If it's a place, a location, that the custom is to sell to non-Jews smaller animals, like sheep and goats, lagayim, meichrin halacha is it's permissible to sell to them. Mekayim shenagu shaloi limkar, but a place that has a custom not to sell even smaller animals to a guy, the halacha is, ein meichrin, you're not allowed to. Now, what would be the issue of selling animals at all? So the Mishnah continues, ubechol makom, but in every place, ein meichrin lan be'magasa, you can't sell larger animals, like cows and bulls, etc., etc. Why is that? Because the Chachamim made a gezerah, the Chachamim made a institution that perhaps a person will rent out his behemah to a guy, and the guy will use it on Shabbos. And the halacha is, a Jewish person is mitzvah, he's required on Shvisas Behemtai, which means to say to make sure his animal doesn't work on Shabbos. Or perhaps the fellow will sell the animal very close to Shabbos, and the non-Jew that purchases it from him will have a hard time moving the animal. So tell the Jew, hey, can you make your animal move? And the Jew will say, hey, Elsie. And if one does that, they make their animal move on Shabbos. That's something that's usher. There have been Chachamim decreed that you can't sell a behemah gasa, you can't sell a large animal. Some towns took it a step further, that not only did they prohibit from selling a large animal, but even a behemah daka, as we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. Habara galim u siyachim, so calves, or smaller animals, babies, which are the children of chamayrim, of donkeys, is that permissible to sell? The halacher says that one can't sell that either, even though now it doesn't work necessarily, but it can when it gets older. Shleim minu shavur, this halacha applies whether the animal is fully healthy, or even if it has some type of mum or some type of blemish in it, but it's still fit to do certain types of melacha. Maybe it can't pull the plow, but it can do other things. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the animal has a broken leg or something is wrong with it, it's permissible because the guy is probably just going to shecht it to eat it. Ben Becerra matir b'sus, Ben Becerra says, halacha is you're allowed to sell them a horse. Even though maybe you may come to make the horse work on Shabbos, but since how do people use a horse? They usually ride on it. And riding a horse is only a derabbanan in the first place. It's a shvus because you may come to break off a branch to hit the horse. Since it's only a derabbanan, they weren't geyser that you cannot sell your horse to a non-Jew. Let's see one more Mishnah Zayin. You're not allowed to sell to a guy anything that could cause any type of danger. So the Mishnah says, "Ein meichelam dubim barais." You can't sell them bears, lions, v'chol dar v'sheish nezgar rabim, and anything that could potentially damage people. Not only can you not sell them animals, not to sell guy weapons either. Spears and swords, tanks and machine guns. Ain't biting any mum. You're not allowed to build with them Basilki. Basilki was the place that they had their courts, because they don't have fair and just court systems. Gardaim, a place where they executed people. Ve'itstadia, or a massive stadium where they used to bring slaves to fight animals, etc., etc. Ubima, you're also not allowed to build a bima. Bima was a tall platform that they would kill people by pushing them off of that platform. Have a bunny mind, but it is permissible to build bimais yais. You can build a public bathhouses, ubeis merchatzais, and private bathhouses. However, when you get to the part of the structure where they usually would put an avodah zarah, was the custom to have an avodah zarah, an idol in their bathhouses, then also live in us. At that point, you can no longer be part of the building process because you can't enable an avodah zarah to be placed anywhere. We're wishing you an amazing Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.